businesses all have to raise prices.
So who have you helped?
You haven't. But that's not the point. I don't get it. If you're talking.
And then you raise my taxes.
So?
Then you raise my taxes again.
So? I mean, listen. These people, why do we care when we don't hold them accountable? We don't go out and vote. We don't make them do what they're supposed to do. We don't make them hold to the tax. Who cares anymore? People are tired.
Well, I picked up the paper that's
I'm serious. People are tired.
And it can't be so nice.
People are tired. Things are crazy. And we're not doing anything about it.
To be running rampant.
I mean, what no one's doing anything about it. I mean, we don't hold them to task.
No.
We don't even pay attention to our trustee meetings. None of that.
Well, I bet you have people in the rally too.
Well, the government
that's what I'm saying.
Or if you want to hear,
selling us to the enemy.
That is awesome. Absolutely not. Most people who are precinct committee people don't know what the job is either. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's sad. No. And the preacher don't know. He has to pass out the play cards. We don't know what the case is.
Right. The judges don't have the cards. The judges don't have the cards. So we've got to make
it. No, it's difficult. I like that. I get along with it. Having so many problems this morning. Steve, are you there? I'm serious. People have no idea.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Hey, Diva.
Hey.
Hey.
I gave you an opportunity to ask your question. You didn't ask your question.
Amenti, can you hear now?
I didn't have a question. I just made
put
a point.
In the chat room.
That was, it wasn't a question.
What was it?
It wasn't a question.
I wonder, she said something about, I wonder if these people know that the Constitution is more than the Bill of Rights. That's a question.
That was not my question. It was a point I was making. I didn't have a question mark after it. I had dots, which informs that I was just making a statement and not asking a question.
Oh.
I hope everybody can hear now. I really messed up. I don't know what in the world happened. I'll charge it to my head and not my heart.
You're going to have to get a better producer.
Yeah, because I'm a fire.
Yeah, who produced this show?
Sticks got the guest, but I engineered it, and so it's all my fault. I take responsibility for the snafu. Did you know snafu meant that, Diva?
Snafu meant what?
Situation normal, all effed up. It's a World War II term.
Did you know that? Hey, Eric, did you know that?
Situation normal. Oh, yeah, I can see that. I didn't know that, but I can see it.
I didn't know that. Eric's breathing in the phone.
It's me again, Margaret. You ever heard that song?
No.
I wanted to ask the judge some questions, but...
The mics were on.
I don't think there was. She could have answered these questions. I don't think she could have. Well, I guess
what
she could have.
What question did you want to ask her? Yes,
I wanted to ask.
Yeah, I was. My phone got. My call got dropped. I was asking Sticks about that $90 sewage fee. What's up with that? That's the base rate.
No. It's not. It's sewer and water together.
Wow.
That's the base fee. Minus two.
Yeah.
Minus two. And I don't even flush the toilet.
$142 a quarter for sewer, and $90 a quarter for water.
Hey, Diva, what question did you want to ask the judge?
I wanted to ask her judicial standpoint on Donald Sterling possibly filing a lawsuit and how contracts would work in that situation.
I can tell you that she can't. She couldn't answer that.
Exactly. So there's no point.
No. Anybody can file a lawsuit. The question is, can you win it? But it being that he has the money for the master litigators, you can spend anything from, you know, for a period of time, even if you lose.
I also wanted to ask her about the Clive and Bundy case, being that the judicial system made their ruling, and he essentially just basically was like, I'm not paying any attention to you. I wonder what would his recourse be? Could he file higher, or is he just done? Because it went to the appeals court.
Who?
The Nevada
Bundy?
Appeals court. So I was wondering if he could take his case higher.
He could take it to the Supreme Court.
If they'll accept it.
Right. And 9 times out of 10.
Or likely
they
won't
touch it. Right. Well, listen, I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm going to be right back. I got my snafu done.
We're all fixed.
So we're fixed and happy. And
yeah.
It's going to be an open mic for the rest of the day. Got a lot on my mind, and I'm trying not to rant and rave because I'm trying not to get my blood keep my blood pressure down because I am just so hurt by the
apathy.
Yeah, of the state of Ohio and people. And I'm so concerned that if we don't wake up and do something and get engaged, they're gonna steamroll over us.
Because I don't know what the numbers are in my precinct.
Only 22% voted.
But only like 300 people. When Paula voted last night, I think there was like 300 voted. I voted at around 4 o'clock. There was only like 250.
only about 22% voted last night. And I'm just... The voter suppression is just getting to me. I'll be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Voters in Youngstown once again voted down the Community Bill of Rights. It's the anti-fracking charter amendment. The final vote count was 3,674 against the amendment to 3,100 in favor of it. This is the third time the Community Bill of Rights has been defeated at the polls. And Mahoning County voters also voted against an additional 0.5% sales tax renewal. 16,742 voters said no to the tax, and 16,223 voters supported it. And it looks like United Airlines will not be scheduling regular flight service to Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport. Discussions were going on about United starting daily flights to Chicago, but the airline recently sent a letter to Youngstown-Warren's airport director explaining it didn't have a solid business case to begin those daily flights. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
When you or a loved one faces a challenge, you need services that only a dedicated and heartfelt professional can provide. Caring Hearts of the Valley will help when family and friends are unable to provide the necessary care that you or your loved one truly needs. Caring Hearts of the Valley offers dependability, true peace of mind, and pure joy to make life easier and allow you to live it to the absolute fullest. Life care services range from companion care and hygiene assistance to 24/7 home care, as well as elder care, skilled nursing services, and more. Kid care from Caring Hearts of the Valley. Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all-natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back. And you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I was not even changing the music, and I'm just running. My gas is running slow.
Hey, well, if you wouldn't be all stoned on NyQuil sitting over there.
And I, do I, look how bad is it? What? I'm gonna. I got NyQuil and coffee. It's a happy medium.
Well, it's one of those even buzzes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Eric, what are you listening to? I know that's you.
No. That was me.
Diva.
What?
Turn the radio down. TV down.
I'm trying to get this. I don't know what this thing is that keeps popping up on my laptop. I got spam.
They're watching you. Trust me, they're watching
you. The NSA.
Oh, see. Did you vote yesterday, Diva?
Yes, I did.
Eric, did you vote?
Yes.
Okay. How do we get people to become more involved? Let's talk about some solutions today.
Get the corruption out of politics.
You can't do that until good people show up.
And you can't get good people to show up if every time somebody says something you don't like, you rip them to shreds.
And
because the truth hurts.
And if you scrutinize them where you think that everybody's perfect, because no one's perfect. That is Eric. Hey, crazy. Eric always make noise. I don't understand. I just don't understand how we could be that naive in our responsibility and that complacent to where we despise everything going on around us, but we won't look at the games being played on us.
Because it's become a sports event rather than your public duty.
Go ahead, Diva.
I think instead of people fighting back against the antics of our politicians, they get weary. And they give up. There was
But what happened to the fight? America used to fight. In the Mahoning Valley, that's why they called us the scrappers. We were fighters. Now we just roll over. Worse than, come on. We could do this. I'm looking.
I thought they called us the scrappers because of the steel metal scrap.
No, we're fighters.
That's why the mascot's a bulldog.
We fight.
Okay.
But, we all do this. I mean, I shouldn't say we all do this, but we have our favorite news outlets that happen to listen to our bent, and we don't consider the source when we're listening to these stories.
But even it's just local, in local politics. We got kids in schools, and we got all kinds of stuff going on. We got problems, and we need jobs. We want to talk about minimum wage being increased, but we don't want to talk about getting more money and getting past minimum wage. You can't live on $10 an hour either.
Well, the thing is,
I think that also people feel that primaries don't matter. The primaries are already decided long before the voters go to the polls, and they will probably just fight duke it out or really step up in a general election.
But they're not. A high voter turnout could have unseated several incumbents.
And I'm watching this, and I'm going, you guys voted for people. You voted for nice people. They don't even know what the job is. They're just,
they
just got a new job.
Well,
what,
in the
are
case,
you crazy?
But in the case of the Democrats, it was the writing was on the wall.
This time,
say that again, Diva.
The writing was on the wall for Fitzgerald. The fix was in for Hagan. So,
and so why did we get duped? So when you look at Hagan, why did they get duped with Hagan? And she's a nice lady. I like Michelle Hagan.
Well, they
she's
figure.
A really nice person. But tell me, how in the heck do you get duped in to thinking that someone, just because you're married to a senator and or a state rep or a politician, makes you qualified to go up there and represent you in the state house?
She got something like 1,800 votes, right?
Something like that, I don't remember.
Yeah,
my
I was looking
fried.
At and I was just like, even if Cynthia Wilson would have dropped out, she still would have won. Even if Cynthia Wilson wouldn't have been it, she still would have won.
No, I saw the numbers. No, Diva. No, there was a cut.
Yeah, because
cut.
You had that other guy. And
you
let's
had
just
Michael
say,
Hare.
Yeah, let's just say they split the votes even between those two. Hagan still
would
have won.
No.
7.5% of those votes. She had, what, 42% of the vote?
It was. I didn't bring my abstract in, but it was a cut.
Like,
it was a cut race. Those people there,
40,
and they were there for a purpose.
See, and that Democrats have done that in the past in national elections. You know, they'll fund a third party candidate.
I think they started it here. I think we are the origin of the cutter of the race.
Right, but they'll fund a third party candidate either naming him a libertarian or something else, just to split the Republican vote to get the Democrat elected with less than 50%.
But I'm looking at, and even if you look at the endorsed candidate view.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really look at that.
Well, they couldn't have looked at a resume.
I'm trying to tell, what in the world is going
how
on?
How do you endorse somebody who doesn't have a resume?
She got a resume.
She got a resume. She was the director of
an arts program.
Something. Yeah, something.
Yeah, wasn't one of the other women far and away more qualified?
Absolutely, but that's
yeah.
And wasn't she a registered Democrat?
Yeah.
So,
but she was black.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
It has lots to
do
with it.
I want the best person in the job.
No,
I really don't
no,
care what
the
color.
Black the best can never
that's
be black.
That's a question
don't worry
that I
that.
Would like to ask the Democrat
Mr.
chairman
Bishop?
Of the Democratic
said,
Party
said,
in that area.
He said he's coming in. I talked to him on yesterday. He said he's going to come on. It's going to be a great day that day.
And
look
give
forward
me
to
a
that.
Date.
I will. Hey, Jeff, you're on.
I have to come up there.
She's very qualified for this position. She's a dancer.
That's how qualified she was.
So therefore, that makes her. And she puts this commercial out with the gazillion bucks that her husband and family were able to give, because she's she's hoity-toity, and so she automatically has to be the best one, because she knows what it is to what she has to do to make our valley work. And they say all this stuff that her husband never did in 30 freaking years, and you wonder, what in the world is she going to do that he didn't do or didn't try to do or whatever, when he didn't do nothing to go down there and fight and act like a fool? That's all he did.
She said that she was going to work with the people when it comes to bringing energy jobs to here. I heard that,
right.
And I'm going, what? But your husband said he's against fracking.
Name me one non-government sponsored economic development thing that he's been for since he's been in office.
Oh, there's none.
Nothing.
No, you get nothing.
He was useless as done that. All he did was get a pension, and now he goes out for 2 years and comes back again and runs.
Oh man,
this is Clinton Bush.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, this is worse. This is worse than Clinton Bush.
Oh, okay.
This is Hagan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do nothing.
Well, not only do nothing, but sit there and act a fool and fight for the image of the Democrat Party by fighting up against Republicans no matter what they do, are doing or not doing. Here it is. Why do you have a Fitzgerald in the race, and you got anybody black voting for him or anybody that's talking about equality, when he came in there and the only people he put in there were the same thing as him, the white Irish men.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know why that happened either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But watch these fools in November. And I call them fools because that's what they are. If you're a black person and don't look at the history of what Mr. Fitzgerald did, and then you let Redfern come into town here and rally the troops around this guy, you deserve what the heck you get.
Jeff, sweetie, listen, I got a problem. Listen, let me say something. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. See, it rained this morning, and as great as I think I am, I got wet just like everybody else. I am tired. Whether it be Republican and or Democrat, I am tired. I don't mind fighting a good fight against someone who is qualified, someone who is going to fight for their cause. But I have a problem with people are fighting for their agenda and not looking out for the welfare of every American and the people that they represent. And then going down there and fighting a useless fight that has no teeth. You don't do anything. At least lie to me and lie well and be qualified. But don't go somewhere, but get on the ballot and just show up. That's what's wrong with our country today. We got just crazy people everywhere, and you won't get up and do anything. And you're sitting there, and you don't go vote. If you go vote, you don't know who you're voting for, and then you sit back and wonder, what's wrong with me? I need more money. I got to get me more minimum wage. I need more food stamps. I need to get a subsidy. I need to get this. I need to get that. You can't get that if you keep going. Putting Tweedledee and Tweedledum inside of your elected offices, school board, mayor's office, city council, trustees, county commissioners. I heard something yesterday. Hold on. I heard something yesterday that was the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Uh-huh. We sold a building, the old annex building over on Market Street, for $190,000 to Banner Supply in an auction. But we get ready to go down and spend $1.5 million on making a dog pound somewhere. Why didn't they use the building that they had to build and put the puppies in the building that you own instead of going down the street and spending $1.5 million for it? Hello?
They might get sick. They might get sick in that building, Tracy. That's an old building.
No. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
What is it?
Because somebody's brother-in-law needs a job. That's county politics all over the place. We do stuff to give somebody's brother-in-law a job.
And let me see this. I'm talking local politics a little bit today, but because I'm venting and I don't feel good and I'm sorry. But now listen to this. You didn't bought the South Side building. You can't afford to heat it. You can't afford to renovate it. You can't afford to raise it. Instead of putting people downtown into some buildings and building your own, now you got an elephant that you won't feed you, won't clothe you. He don't even give you peanuts and water. You can't afford it, but you come back to the people and we need to have some money. That's why the tax went down last night. And then you need more money than that. And we keep on doing this. This is crazy. This is insanity.
I just wanted to say, did you guys have some type of tax on the ballot for that?
Yeah, but lots of taxes all over the place.
The renewal went down, Diva. But this is the problem. You need the services, and what's going to happen is, how do you take care of the services of the people if you don't have the resources, but you got this elephant over here that all he does is eat?
Will you leave the elephants alone, please?
Foolish spending in government is creating a downward spiral for all of these municipalities in the area because people will not vote to fund them, yet they need the services they're providing because they see the foolish way they're spending their money.
But it's going to hurt the people in the end because you still need quality of life services. 440, your mic is on. Good morning.
Morning. I want to know who the woman is that – What office she ran for? The one that's
the judge?
Oh, the lesbian.
Thespian. Thespian. Thespian.
That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I was waiting. I was trying to see how long it took before somebody figured that out.
We knew. I knew what thespian was, but I did
That's
not.
That's what I said.
I don't
That's
know
what...
how he got the lesbian. 440.
No,
we got to talk.
You know why I did that? I had to bring you down. You're starting to go off. I had to do it. I'm sorry. I had to lighten you up. You were starting to go.
Hey, Tracy. Tracy. I've never seen a black person turn red before, but I just saw it now.
You're welcome. You're welcome. There you go. You were starting to go off, Tracy. I said, I gotta lighten her up a bit.
This is what happens when you drink NyQuil in the middle of the night
NyQuil spiked with coffee.
And don't sleep it off and then drink coffee and try to keep awake.
That's a dancer and lesbian, right? What did she run for?
I'm sorry. Thank you. I needed that.
Tracy, have you figured me out yet? I think you kind of start to figure me out here a little bit.
Yeah, you're
you
weird.
Know the way I am.
You're wacky. You're wacky.
Oh, yeah. I make all the girls nervous when I walk in the room, believe me.
I bet you do. I got to tell you guys a secret. Tomorrow is Thursday, and everybody's going to be here. Sticks, Jeff, Ben, Matt,
Dr. Brandy,
Mark, Sticks, they're all going to be here.
And the lesbian and dancer.
No, we're going to leave the thespian. We're going to leave the thespian dancer. We're going to leave the thespian dancer. We're going to leave the thespians at home.
You know that? Hey, Trace.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
have a thespian. We have a thespian as well as Secretary of State now. He says, John Kerry. He could be a thespian. Okay, so.
Listen, I gotta take a break. It's open mic, and I gotta find out how Jeff. I didn't talk to Jeff too much yesterday. I gotta find out how his day was because I was out hitting the poles yesterday, and I should have thrown a party because nobody else came out to vote. I mean, people were just like, "What? Why vote?" It was
well,
just a whole other day.
You found a way to get rid of voter suppression. Just have all white male Democrats. That's it.
Oh, that's how you do it?
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
So when you have all white male Democrats and a couple women, and you get rid of voter suppression?
Yep, that's all you have to do.
Because yesterday they certainly did a good job of suppressing the vote.
We could have put out. I mean, you're supposed to hang a sign out of the poll says free beer. What the? Oh,
that's you.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'll be right back.
Do you find yourself constantly tired?
Derek, how did things go over your way?
Oh, yeah, well, it was usual suspects, you know, typical Democrats won by a landslide.
These people don't think. I mean, they just live until they die, and they never think about being proactive about anything except maybe something very, very personal to themselves. These people are idiots.
I'm looking around the streets. Usually there's political signs up and out of everybody's front yards. There's not one O'Brien sign anywhere. Yet he didn't have to come out and vote. All he got to do is show up at the Halloween parade every year, a few football games in the fall, and he's a shoo-in.
Oh, yeah. That is true. That's how they roll. That is how they roll. It was the same here. I mean, they had a little bit of a fight, especially in that probate court, which I was really hoping Marupa did not make it. But, I tell you what, man, when Tracy and them, Tracy's panel were interviewing the candidates, I heard a couple of them, and I heard her. Thank you. This chick is a nutbag. And the key to that is We've had one nutbag. One chap that was in, he was actually insane sitting on the bench. He was insane.
Insane.
And his sister's insane. Was trying to get him out of office. And it was just a hot mess over here. And it still is. Glinky was a very good judge, but you know, hey, he was corrupt from before. No, everybody knew that. They knew it. So I don't understand what they're actually getting at. But now they were interested. The one thing about the power player black Democrats over here, they were pissed off yesterday. And I say, amen.
Yep. It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time. But, you know, hey.
But how hard did they try to rock the vote for a different candidate other than Hagan prior to them getting so pissed off?
Well, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. They're scared. They won't do anything. And they sit up here and they let the Democrats treat them like pieces of shit, and they take it. They do not care. They don't care. And so if you don't care, then guess what? You're going to be treated like that.
And if you do care, you're treated even worse.
Just bring my chain, sir.
Pardon me?
Just bring the, you know, bring it back, whatever.
Sure.
I was going to do that.
Okay, you back. I'll be right back.
All right, now.
What are you ordering?
Guy is putting in a tile floor in my downstairs bathroom that got destroyed 2 weeks ago. So we had to go get some, grout and stuff for him to use. So I am so glad I'm getting this thing done, though. So glad. Diva, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're praying for you.
Thank you.
Put you on our church prayer list.
I'll know everything tomorrow.
No. Yeah. See what God is saying. We ain't gonna let you go. I may argue with you, but I still love you, girl. You're one of my daughters, I guess. Everybody call me Uncle Jeff, so, you know, it's all good.
I would be the black sheep of the family, huh?
That's all right. Oh, no. No. Everybody is a Democrat. My nieces and nephew, because my sister-in-law is a huge Democrat family from my ward. So that's how that goes.
Oh, I would love to come on the family dinner. That would be so interesting.
We don't talk about politics when they come.
My house. We don't. we talk about anything except politics because it usually doesn't end well.
Yeah, I had to learn that with my sweetie. I had to learn that. Politics are off the table. I shut it down real quick. And that's not normally me, but I'm like, you know, for the sake of our relationship, let's not talk politics. We talk anything else, just not politics.
Last Christmas, I made a comment that if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And I said it real sarcastic. Oh, man, did I make a mistake?
Oh, wait a minute. My in-law is still telling me that if Republicans faulted, everybody lost their health care. I said, are you crazy? Have you lost? And I asked my father, I said, have you really lost your mind? I said, really? And he got hot. Oh, he was hot. Yeah, I turned the dinner out. I couldn't take it. I said, this bozo has destroyed health care. And now if your daughter loses her job in June of next year, which was just for Christmas time, I said, I got to find $700 freaking dollars a month for her, because that's the lowest price we can get something for. So you tell me
that this is a good idea, and she can't even be on mine, you know, because it is because this BS. And I said, well, you're rich. You got money. You got plenty of money. I don't have plenty of money. Okay, I'm living here. I gotta make a living. I got my daughter in school, and so I have no money. I'm Harry the hobo.
You would be both.
I'm wimpy. Can you give me the price of a hamburger?
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's right. Tuesday. All these people, I don't understand. And then they vote for, look at this, now watch this. Watch this one, Eric. I don't know if they want to talk about this one. He just come out with this climate change BS yesterday, because he's got to change the script. And see, those people in Chicago have to make some money off of him before the midterm election. So when they put that carbon exchange in, that carbon exchange is going to make $11 trillion freaking dollars the first year it goes in. $11 trillion. Now, that's why you got this thing happening yesterday, because they don't know whether they're going to win these midterms or not. They really think that they're going to lose their shirt in the midterm, and Obama will be dead in the water. That's all this. That's the reason why they hurried this report up. They paid for the freaking report. What do you think the report is going to say? Who's stupid enough to believe different?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And these people just hoopty-doopty down the streets, and I'm saying, you get your butt kicked out. You're not going to get your butt kicked.
800-530-WSOM.
Your quality of life.
And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help.
He enjoys this fighting every day to grow the economy and help hardworking Americans. Dave Joy's business, strong business, American jobs, put out, grow up.
Many of us have them, friends. Ones we can depend on, friends.
Now, that snafu was not me.
That was me.
That was six. Doing this right here in front of WSLM AM 600. Number 347-945-529 is 8 minutes after the hour. I'm left talk here on the East Coast. The sun is trying to come up, so you get a little bit of better music or different music. And Chris and I are here in the studio today.
What
did you say, Eric?
Democrats know all about friends, boy.
Oh, baby, they got friends, don't they? They got friends. Question is, are you their friend? Oh, wait a minute. Are you their friend, and are they your friend? And that's something, you know, as a person, I had to learn. I had to learn that everybody that I was friends with, was not, they were not always my friends.
You know, my dad taught me that when I was a young man. He said, just remember, 99.9% of the people you deal with on a daily basis are acquaintances. They're not your friends.
And that's something that we as people need to understand, that your politicians, these people are not your friends. You are hiring people to do a job and not to be your buddy, not to come and visit your church, not to talk to you on the phone, but to do a job. And if they're not willing to do the job, we need to quit sending them somewhere to represent you, because at the end of the day, the joke is on us. And that's just the bottom line. Hey, good morning, Aminti. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I saw something interesting because I heard you say something about your sewage and the pipe is going up. I've just found the article. I don't know if you know about it. It says nowhere to run, climate change will affect every region of U.S. And one of the things it said is that the sewages will start clogging up. It will be a lot of floods and talking about the heat wave and things like that. It's on NBC News. I can't even post it in the chat room for you guys to look at it. But it's real interesting. It's talking about in the Northeast, the Midwest, the West Coast, the Southeast, like all over America, about what the big climate change will be. And it's interesting that she was just saying something about this high prices. So this is something that's going on. Maybe they didn't tell you guys about this.
I got a question for you guys. Okay, America has been around about 400 years.
There have been people, there have been Europeans on the North American continent about 400
years. It's been about 400 years, right?
Yes.
And the world has been around for how many billions of years?
The Lord above only knows.
Okay. And did they not have, have we been eliminating for a very, very long time?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Probably. I'm here.
Okay, hey, Jeff. So, now, Jeff. You know, going back to Adam and Eve, how many years was Adam and Eve before Jesus Christ? Do you know the number?
The number of years before Jesus came to be from Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I'm thinking it's 4,000 maybe.
Okay.
Not 4,000, 30-something, I can't remember just because you asked me.
Okay, but let me ask this. I'm just trying to figure this out in my head because you know I'm a little NyQuil-y and a little cloudy.
Uh-huh.
Didn't they all eliminate?
What do you mean?
You know, you wake up in the morning, you eat meat, you eat
food. Yeah.
Elimination was all a part of the process. And this was not a new concept, was it?
Does a bear do his business in the woods?
So tell me this. Why is it that they can go all these years and the whole world can eliminate and all of the animals can eliminate? Because, I mean, my dog eliminates and I eliminate and, you know, all these people, we all have a propensity of elimination. So tell me now, why is my elimination now?
We have a lot more people on Earth than we did back then.
Hold on, Jeff. So the problem now is because we have so many people, we all need to quit eliminating, right? If not, I've got to charge you for the elimination that you have. Is that what you're telling me, Diva?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying your comparison of how many people there were on the earth back then around Adam and Eve's time to now.
So my question is, do I have to pay for elimination now the way I'm paying? And why are we talking about global warming and climate change? Because the climate, if I'm not mistaken, the climate has been changing ever since the beginning. Because remember, it didn't rain before Noah went on the ark.
Well, the same people that want to tout Darwin will also tell you that human beings somehow have a force on nature. It's crazy. Yeah, the same people that want to tout Darwin and claim that man has no power or authority. And it will tell you that at one time the entire planet was a tropical paradise, and with all the dinosaurs and everything, are now going to tell you that man somehow has control over this when according to them, man wasn't around for the first several billion years anyways.
I'm just checking. Cause
they had ice ages.
Right now, the president's speaking about climate change right now. They're talking about how dry the land is and the droughts and the water and the global warming and all this kind of stuff is going on. And then you're telling me, and Missy tells me that because we now eliminate and we have sewage problems, that it's going to cause more climate change and more problems.
Wait a minute. So what I'm understanding is the sewer systems are probably outdated. They're saying rain is falling a lot. We get more snow. When that snow melts, all that turns into water.
It's saying like one. It says anticipated 120% increase in sewer overflows into Lake Michigan by 2100 under one estimate could cause illness, close beaches, and disrupt the tourism economy. Such as also what they said where the southeast states, like let's take like Louisiana, it was saying how most of that area will become swamp, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I'm just sharing it with you because you guys were talking
about
it.
Because we were talking about it. And my question is, when do we start dealing with this and understanding that this is a major game? Now, do we need to be responsible? Absolutely. because we're putting chemicals and stuff into our waters, into our sewages, into the ground. We need to be mindful.
But the thing is, the storm sewers should have nothing to do with the sanitary sewer. And a heavy rainfall, if the storm sewers are run right, is going to have absolutely nothing to do with sanitary sewer. But the problem is, so much storm water is being diverted into the sanitary sewer, so it's a plumbing problem. It's not a it's not a weather problem.
And they're charging us for all of it, because you get charged for rain runoff.
Well, don't you have separate?
You're supposed to, but the problem is, so much of this infrastructure is so old.
So what are they doing, charging you based on the square footage of roof, driveway, walkway?
No. Ask Tracy that. I don't know.
I'll bring somebody on to talk about this.
That's what they're going to start doing.
The runoff water shouldn't count for nothing, because that's natural water running through a natural ditch into a natural lake.
They charge us for everything. You know, pretty soon you won't carry around. What'd you say?
Yeah, everything that they've told you, the reasons why this is happening and how the terrible effect that it's going to have. I'm going to tell you to do two things. First of all, you have an organization in Chicago, the SEC, I believe it is, whatever, some type of carbon exchange that Al Gore put together, and it is now kind of defunct, waiting for legislation to happen so it can be funded. Guess how much money they're going to make the first year that they come into being? $11 trillion freaking dollars. That's why you have this bozo up there calling out climate change. It's real. It's real. It's always been real. It always changes. What do you mean? You're not causing anything that God couldn't. The earth will wipe you out before you be able to do anything to destroy it other than nuclear weapons. Now, that's something you can do.
The thing is, Jeff, that the number one, if you want to call greenhouse gases, if you believe in that nonsense, the number one greenhouse gas is naturally produced methane, which you can do nothing about. And yet they're going to tell you that when you exhale, you're creating global warming.
That's what I said. The cows.
They're going to put a tax.
They're going to put a cow on my flagellum. Come on.
And carbon dioxide
makes green plants grow, okay? So now, you need more and more green plants because they create oxygen. That's what they give off, you dumb butts. Who's stupid enough to sit here and believe this again? That's what bothers me. Now, I understand. Oh, go ahead, Sticks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, ask any greenhouse keeper. They increase the level of carbon dioxide inside a greenhouse to promote plant growth.
We have no choice, if I'm not mistaken. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, Tracy. I just want to comment real quick that the larger contributor to the greenhouse effect or global warming is actually water vapor. And there's probably 20 to 25 times more water vapor in the atmosphere than there is carbon dioxide. But water vapor causes more greenhouse effect than carbon dioxide,
go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I was hearing an echo.
Your phone was echoing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that water vapor contributes more to the greenhouse effect than carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is like a small fraction of the atmosphere. I mean, at most, 2 or 3%, or actually, a fraction of a percent is carbon dioxide. There's much more water vapor in the atmosphere than anything else, and that actually contributes to the warming of the planet.
Water vapor is bad?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm illustrating. This whole thing.
Because you have to understand the history of this nonsense. In the 50s, they claimed we were having global cooling, 50s, 60s, and 70s. There was actually some moron wanted to take ash and pour ash all over the poles, so in order to trap the heat to make them melt.
Huh?
And it was a scientist that wanted to do that.
Huh? Oh, you know what? You know, I guess people have been smoking crack a long time, and we just didn't know about it.
Trace, one more thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to let you all have fun. When man came to Earth, and we record the people that lived almost 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay, like Methuselah was 900 and whatever. They were living longer. You know why? It's the reason why Michael Jackson used to sleep in a iron lung.
I have a Barrett chamber.
Because increased oxygen tension on the Earth. That was much thicker. Our atmosphere was much thicker, much heavier than it is now. After the flood, that's why we don't live as long, is because we don't have anywhere near the oxygen saturation into our blood to keep us fresh and alive for hundreds of years versus, the 70 we're cut down to, 70 to 100 that we're cut down to.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on with the oxygen therapy?
4, 9 a.m. in the morning.
What'd you say,
October the 23rd, 4004, 9 o'clock in the morning is when it all began. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, whatever. The Earth has been around a long time, and there's been other groups of beings that lived here and other groups of animals that lived here, and we have the record for those things, and so we don't need to deny that. It's absolutely true.
My question, Jeff, is, they're telling us all this stuff, and people are buying into it, and it's really bad.
They're buying into it because of political ideology. They believe whatever the hell this man says, and I can't grasp this. Yeah.
Jeff, you're not allowed to cuss on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on terrestrial. No cussing, Jeff. That's not a cuss word. That's an actual
I get complaints on the street.
And that's where they get these ideas from. That's the place they get them from. That's set on from that place that I mentioned, H-E double hockey sticks. The problem is you have to quit getting carried away with them saying that. Put an ice cube in your water, Tracy, and fill it up to the top. Is that ever going to run over the side of that top of that cup when it melts?
No.
Well,
why is our coastline going to get eaten up by water if the polar ice caps melt?
Because the polar ice caps is above sea level.
No, sir. It doesn't matter. Your piece of ice is above the rim of your glass too, but it's not going to go over.
Well, it's not above the rim of the glass in essence.
Here's the thing though.
The Pacific gravity of.
No, hold on, Bianchi. Go ahead, Steve.
Here's the thing about all of this. You've got people like Al Gore out there telling us all this stuff's going to happen, and if you honestly believed this stuff was going to happen in the next few years, would you go building a multi-million-dollar mansion right on the coastline?
Yeah.
30,000 square foot mansion.
Now, listen, I got to tell you guys something. Don't hate the player. Hold on. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Now, listen. Jeff, hold on. Al Gore has made a lot of money.
Scaring the hell out of a lot of people.
Jeff, didn't I tell you? Okay. Al Gore has made a lot of money. Scaring folks and telling them this stuff. It's working. So listen, he's running for president, and y'all didn't put him in. Do you realize how successful we would be if we had put him in, if he made that much money for all of us as he's made for everybody else?
But he hasn't made a nickel. The only money that Al Gore has ever made goes back to our subsidy people we had on at 9:30. Every penny he's ever acquired has been through some kind of government program or government deception.
But is he making money?
No, he's not.
Is he making money for himself?
He's stealing money.
Is it working?
He's taking money from somebody else by force.
Who cares? It's America. That's what we do. We steal here.
But he's not creating any new wealth.
He's creating new wealth for himself.
No, he isn't. Well, he's getting a transfer of wealth. He's not creating any new wealth. That's the thing that you can't make people understand. There is zero new wealth produced in any economy until a human being acts on a natural resource.
Oh.
Everything other than that is just moving it from player to player.
Is that all? Hold
that's
on. 438, your mic is on. I think that's Stanley.
Hey, Tracy, I'm just listening for now. I'll come with a comment when I see something controversial.
Well, we're controversial
true,
right now.
You tell me what single new dollar this casino out here in Austin Town is going to create. It ain't going to do nothing except drag money out of wherever, probably the poorer neighborhoods in the area, money that people could use for something else and make their lives better.
It's going to just be transfer of wealth.
It's going to be transfer of wealth from the poor
to
the
rich.
And through stupidity.
Ooh, Fix, you're getting like Jeff. Jeez, old man.
Yep.
That's all a lottery
I would
is.
Have,
the lottery is a tax
I would have
on the poor and the stupid.
Him with that.
The lottery is nothing but a tax on the poor and the stupid.
Fix, you're getting like Jeff.
You stand a better chance of getting hit by lightning than playing the lottery.
Oh.
But
poor
and middle class people flock to it with a false dream.
But six,
and the
you
state
have more
promotes
chance.
It.
Of, wait, six, you have more chance of losing a job than the lottery. Also, we could say that.
But I can always get another job, and if I got cash
good
in the
luck.
Bank.
Good luck. That's what you say to a lot of people. Say, but that's not the truth. A lot of people can't get a new job. If it was the case, how do you explain so many people don't have a job?
Stanley, are you trying to say that gambling is a means of making money?
No, I'm saying that a lot of people go there because they think, hey, if I'm going to get the money, maybe I could win that $1 million and everything. They don't believe in the whole work of I'm going to work for somebody and stay at work and I will earn my thing.
Well,
you don't have control of that. You don't.
But gambling is a means of making money. You have poker players that do very well all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
a means of
living.
But can I say this? Can I tell you guys this?
Oh, who was?
We're not gonna have no. Listen, we ain't gonna have no poker tables. Those machines are. They're terminals, who have a scientific equation on payout.
Yeah, we're not gonna have table games.
No table games. You won't be playing no tables. No blackjack. No crap.
How much they tax you? About 30%.
I don't know. I ain't got that far yet. I just know that. People gonna go out there and hold down that one arm bandit, and that one arm bandit is going to probably cause more damage than harm to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say, Tracy, until that change, until people get the security they want in jobs, people are gonna go to the lottery, people are gonna go to gamble, people are gonna do whatever they need to do because there's no security in jobs, there's no security. You can get fired if you've been 20 years. Or 25 years in a company, and you're done.
Stanley, you live in a false reality because there has never been security in a job since 1700.
There has never been security
in a job.
We were to the point of having how many? What was the lowest point of unemployment here? 5%?
Actually, the lowest 4%? The lowest unemployment in Stanley. The lowest unemployment happened the month before the stock market crash in 1929. It was 0.04%.
So don't tell me
in
that
United
there was
States
never jobs. Don't tell me
there
was
the
no
people
job
that
security.
This is my problem with this. We're going to have some people, and you know I was at a fundraiser this past weekend, and they had tickets Chinese law auction, and they asked me was I going to play, and I said no, I'm not playing it because when I spend my money, I'm going to take something home, and just putting my tickets into a basket. On a chance that I might get the basket that I want, I just will go and just buy what I want. And that's how I look at the lottery. I'm spending my hard-earned money on a chance that I might be able to get something else down the line. And that's not a working model for me.
But
even when the unemployment rate is down around 2-3%, people get hired and fired every day.
What'd you say, Eric?
You look at the casino. When you go to a casino, people aren't spending nickels and dimes in those casinos. They're putting $50.
No.
They're putting $50 bills in those machines like it ain't nothing.
That's what I'm saying. And you may take home $7, and you might win $1,000 this week,
But when you come back next week, you can go down $50, maybe $100, and you're not getting it back.
That big fancy building in Vegas wasn't built on
winners. Light bill, rent, groceries, you can't pay this, you can't pay that, but yet you're spending hundreds of dollars in the casino week before.
And people don't realize how much you – I mean, it's really kind of tough. Because you have no you're no longer paying attention to how much you spend, because it is entertainment, it is engaging. Those of us who play online games,
yep. Well, the poor always resort to faith and luck. Resort to faith and luck in order to alleviate their problems.
They're making it to where even on, like I said, the online games, we are playing these to win, and we keep on, we know we have other things to do, but we're playing games trying to get to the next level, trying to win something that you don't get anything from. And it is a conditioning, whether you like it or not.
Well, gambling can become a narcotic real quick. Very quick.
It is a major conditioning of America, what we're doing when it comes to our game.
Look at the young men that you can't get outside, but they'll, because they're sitting there playing video games all day long.
That's what I'm – not young men. We got old men. Old men, young men. Do you know how many women sit up all night long and actually don't do what they're supposed to do with their families because they're playing games online?
No, but I do like the one commercial. I forget what it's for. Where she comes in, sees her husband sleeping on a couch on her way home from after she gets off work. He's been playing video games all day.
Yeah.
She takes his video game machine outside. Then she goes in and wakes him up and lets him watch her drive over it. I like that. Firestone commercial.
Are you kidding me?
No,
well, the same
good.
Thing can apply to stocks, too, you know.
Oh, I'd say that.
Anything, yeah.
I'd say that.
Dave Ramsey tells a story about a guy that, you know, he thought he was going to day trade, and $600,000 later, he's divorced.
I used to teach stocks and options and advanced options, and I used to show people how they get to the point where they're gambling rather than playing the trends.
And actually, a lot of wealthy people don't play the stocks like you think they do. They say it doesn't make sense for them to gamble their money that they work so hard for.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey claims that the average self-made millionaire in the country owns mutual funds. They do not own single stock.
Correct. Hey, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is healthcare. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Here are some things you don't have to do to get the right car insurance at the right price from Safe Auto. You don't have to bundle. You don't have to keep switching. Safe Auto keeps it simple so you can get on with your life. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom?
If you're looking for the perfect idea, check out this amazing deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Sherry's Berries have become a huge tradition in my family on special occasions. I mean, we all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're giant and so fresh and juicy and chocolatey, and they're covered in delicious toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date, and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, beautiful, and delicious. I know my mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be excited too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Thursday. The only way to get this super sweet deal is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 8080. That's berries.com, special code.
Hello?
Hello, Diva.
Oh, I thought I was disconnected.
No, you're not.
Oh.
We're all here.
How are you? How was your weekend?
Interesting. Where's your friend Joe?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask him what happened to him. He comes sometime. He'll come. He'll come this week.
I thought he was going to come and shake up the show today, because normally I don't call in Wednesdays, but I figured Joe would call in and make it interesting.
So, are you ready for... What do you think is going to be the nomination for the Democrat? Are you thinking Hillary Clinton is going to still be nominated? Or you think it's going to be somebody again?
Nope. Yes, I'm still thinking it's going to be Hillary.
Wow. Do you want her to be the next president?
I don't know. But I just know that she's going to be the next nominee, and this is why. If you look back to the 2004 presidential race and what they were going up against, George Bush, who had what was perceived as good credibility pertaining to the Iraq war. So they need somebody to combat that, you know, to go against that. So what they did, I believe the Democrats made a deal, Hillary not run, and they will back John Kerry. John Kerry was not a good. I said it, and then what happened was John Kerry come out and support her the next day. If she don't run, of course she's gonna lose it.
Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall, and then
this
summer we never knew it all. And this goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
Friends. Okay, guys, we're back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. It's 39 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. And I want to hear from you today and tomorrow. Oh, wow, I'm so excited about tomorrow. I think it will be the first time that we will have ever had all of us together.
Larry coming up?
I don't know. I haven't called Larry.
At the fair, we had.
It was just Larry, Mike. It was Larry, Jeff.
Me.
You and me.
Right.
But we've never had where Dr. Brandy and Dr. Matt and Mark and Jeff and Ben.
Yeah, Ben, yeah.
And all of us at, in one place in the studio.
Ben's the only one of us with a real job.
Who?
Ben. He's the only one that's got a real job.
He ain't got a real job. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, okay.
He acts like he got a real job, but he ain't got a real job.
Wow.
Mark acts like, what's that? Wow. Who's that? Who's wow?
I said, wow, tomorrow's going to be interesting. We're going to have a...
Tomorrow's going to be very, very interesting. Tomorrow's Health and Wellness Day, but we're all going to be here.
Should I bring donuts?
I know.
Wow. There's only one question I'm going to ask people tomorrow. I'm going to just ask the question, do we need to eat meat every day? Yes or no?
Yes.
It depends on the person.
Right.
I need to eat meat every day because if I don't eat meat, I lose my energy.
O blood type. According to Dr. Brandy, O blood types need to eat meat every day.
I need to eat meat. I don't get full
on
grain.
Not a lot.
Yeah,
but I gotta have some.
But we know that we could get the same thing with plant-based. What about, you remember what was Bill Clinton's doing now? Look at him now, compared to what he.
Yeah, he looks like he's dying.
He's not dying.
He
looks
like shit.
He's not dying.
He doesn't have cancer.
He has no heart problem. He has less cholesterol. He has a lot of less things that you could have if you keep on eating meat. And
but
that's
he kind of looks like a cadaver.
No, yeah, I'm telling him he needs to eat a little bit more pasta,
Stanley.
More rice, and things like that.
Stanley,
you're not meant to be skinny.
Stanley, he looks dead. Monica Lewinsky looks better.
You know, she
what?
No.
She needs a little plastic surgery and change her name and go on about it.
No,
life.
No. She getting ready to write a book, and she going to tell it all, and she going to become a gazillionaire.
Okay.
Does
anybody not see
how that is so coincidental that she is getting ready to come out, write a book now?
Do you know what she said? Did you read her article when she said?
I read it.
She's been putting this off for a long time, and every time she goes to put it off, somebody else decides to come up and run. It's about time. She should not have to put her life on hold because she had a winky with the president, and he can go on with his life, make billions of dollars while she's sitting in the wings looking stupid. That's just crazy.
Even though she held on to the dress for money. It for messing with another woman's husband. I don't feel sorry for her.
He's not responsible at all, Diva?
I said whatever he got coming to him, I don't feel responsible. I mean, I don't feel sorry for him either. But I'm not going to feel sorry for her for her being in an affair with another woman's husband.
Don't you think he took advantage of her?
No.
Diva,
I think this is all about Hillary.
Let's look at it this way, Diva. If that was the CEO of General Motors and an intern in the CEO of General Motors office, what would have happened to the CEO of General Motors?
He'd have been fired.
On the spot.
But the difference is
he was
not fired. He was impeached. We voted to keep him there. So that's not going to be straight.
No, they voted not to.
I think this is being done.
Go ahead.
I think it's being done to garner support for Hillary.
I think it's.
Oh, honey, this is.
She's a victim. You know, she's a victim. Iron Woman, hit me
roar.
Man.
I think it's get out in front of it.
You know what? You might be right about that because she is the victim here, isn't she? And you know what? We fell in love with Hillary for the strength she had to deal with that.
But wait a minute. I'm not no Tammy Wynette. I'm not going to sit there and sing Stand By My Man.
She didn't have to. She handled it with grace and dignity, and she overcame it. And most women
can.
Why
not put it? Why not?
An ashtray at him.
And most women can identify with that.
And she threw an ashtray at him.
But you got to understand, most women can identify with what she's been through, because either their husband or their boyfriend have cheated on them.
But don't stand up there and say I'm not going to be a Tammy Wynette and stand by my man.
But she already did. She already did, and that's what women do. And we're just talking about from one.
I married my wife.
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, exactly, Tracy. They're reaching out to the women who have been cheated on, basically, and giving support for Hillary. And most women have been cheated on at some time or another. A woman has dealt with the hurt of her husband, boyfriend, fiance, or somebody cheating on her. And most times when they cheat, they walk away. They don't stay.
Ooh.
What's that? What are you reading?
I'm reading what Alex just put in the...
What'd you say, Alex? What did Alex say? You can't just say, ooh, and then not say what he said.
She can't even take care of her husband.
How can she take care of
the country? How can she take care of the country?
Well, now, it all depends...
I don't find that funny.
Alex, all depends on what the demands are.
All the men are laughing, and all the women don't think it's very funny at all.
It all depends on what the demands are.
And by the way, Tracy, the only reason that you're having that issue is because women, when you cheat, we don't know it about it. But if I would compare men and women cheating, women cheat as much as men. But you don't say it; you keep it to your grave.
Have you cheated,
women,
Tracy? Are you
I've
a cheater,
cheated.
Tracy?
I've never cheated.
Women
neither have
cheated.
I. How many of the men
no.
on this radio
I don't,
show have had
listen,
cheating problems?
I've never cheated on, but the problem is, but I have been cheated on. I've been hurt, and
exactly.
So I can imagine, you know,
I mean, I can imagine what Hillary went through, so I can empathize with her and sympathize with her, but that doesn't mean she's a great leader, because if you take her personal life out of it.
I don't know, because
there's a term.
You tend to know your significant other, your spouse. This is not Bill's first indiscretion. Even
yeah,
with the other
lady,
that
Diva.
Was not his first indiscretion.
This is different.
She knew what type of man she was getting before she married him. This was
and
a reputation
us,
that preceded.
Some of us are willing to deal with the indiscretions
right.
of our husband.
Clinton Incorporated.
Because of where we're going. We got a plan. You watch House of Cards. He came home and told her everything he did. Am I correct?
Right.
And they had a cigarette every night and talked about what was going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a plan.
And I love that wife in House of Cards. She didn't take it personally. She said, okay, you're going to have your fun, but until you do what you got to do. Maybe we need to go
and
back to
And he had
that.
His.
Maybe.
Don't get me wrong. He had his and she had hers.
Of
it was a mutual
and
understanding.
And the other woman came in her and put it in her face, then she had a problem.
And then they knocked her off and sent her off a cliff. Go ahead. Yes, Eric.
When you have a net worth of, say, $2 billion like Dawn Sterling, yeah, your wife's going to let you have a girlfriend young to be your granddaughter, period.
Yeah,
I cannot side with Hillary feeling victimized. The only thing I can say is, okay, it was so public and it was brought to the forefront like that. But I can't say that she was sitting there crying and hurt and devastated that her husband cheated on her.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, I only got about a few minutes to go, but let me tell you the scenario of what happened. I'm going to really lay this out to you, and let me get through it. Hillary knew Bill, and they've been having this problem for a very long time, and he promised her that he was going to quit. That's why when the reporter asked him, he said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You understand? Because he knew he better go home and tell a good story before it got to TV and he actually put it out there. Because if not, Hillary was going to whip his tail. She was going to domestic violence at the highest level.
Tracy, that story had nothing to do with his wife. It had everything to do with gaining sympathy from the American people. That's
all. Oh, baby, no, Diva, no. Listen, Hillary is no joke. Don't get it twisted.
I heard the night that he came out and admitted it. It was so bad in the White House that the Secret Service effectively had to hold her back, pull her off of him.
Absolutely. Come on now. You got to understand. Just because I know you're a cheater, what you've done is you've embarrassed me in front of the whole world. I'm going to kill you.
That's different. I can understand her being hurt
the whole world.
And devastated that he actually cheated on. I'm not buying that.
Diva, he actually embarrassed her in front of the whole world because
her being embarrassed is different than her being hurt and devastated that her husband
Diva,
cheated on her.
You're not listening. Sweetheart, until you get married and your husband actually cheats on you, I'm telling you, she was mad and she was hurt. And she was embarrassed because the whole world knew that he was back out grabbing women and doing what he did, and he got caught, and she was going to kill him.
Does anybody remember Lorena Bobbitt?
Yes, that was the same time.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, what does Lorena have to do with it? That was
because it was
why did Lorena Bobbitt do what she did?
She could have just stabbed him. She didn't have to cut it off.
Because her husband was running around on her.
No, according to her husband was abusive.
He might have been abusive, but there's something that comes in with cheating. And when you look at cheating, you got to understand she was embarrassed. She was a powerful woman in her own right. She had her own mind, and she had sacrificed her career for his.
And she
was number two, remember?
And women who are cheated on, believe me, Diva, they are. I was in the service. We had women that found out their husbands were cheating on them. They super glued their winky to their belly.
Oh, you don't understand.
I don't tell you my whole life story.
When you find out your spouse is cheating, and you are a person who has been sacrificing your career and your vision and your goals for his, and he says, well, listen, go with me here, and I'm going to take you to the moon, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're a partnership, and I'm not going to do that anymore, and she, you actually get caught in the White House with a cigar, and all this is coming out, he's got to go home first.
Okay.
Bill Clinton was in big trouble. Yeah, Bianchi?
Well, I tell you, that may be happening to that president, but practically all the countries, cities, hamlets, and villages in the world have got arrest warrants out for Obama. He won't be able to leave Chicago when he gets out of office.
What do you do?
War crimes, him and Bush.
Oh, no, they ain't going to do that now.
Okay, getting back to, let's take it back to the House of Cards scenario. His wife was not mad that he had the affair. His wife was mad that the mistress stepped out of pocket and brought it to her face and came. She didn't know her role. She stepped out of her place. He didn't put her in her place. Hillary, embarrassed, upset, highly angry. I get that. But to say that, oh, my heart, my poor heart, I'm so devastated, I'm so hurt that you did this to me, Bill, you cheated on me. No, I'm not buying it. I don't even think there was a love matchup for a long time. I just don't think there's any real love there.
Exactly. I think it was just two powerful people that came together.
I don't see the love match between them two. Go back to their college years. Just because, you know, whatever happens in a marriage and you grow apart and all that kind of stuff, there, whether it be a friendship, a relationship, whether it be an understanding, whatever it is, there is a bond there. And the bond of marriage is...
No one says that there was a true love match made in heaven or something. I don't think it was ever that. From the research I've done, it was never, oh, I'm so in love with you, I want to marry you, spend the rest of my life. I think it was political.
Listen, Diva. If you look at their history, they were a partnership. Now, when I say love, I'm not talking about being all Google-eyed and all falling in love and crazy. But when you embarrass me and I have sacrificed, because remember, she was supporting his vision of governor and of president. She had not stepped into her own right. She was working in the background as a lawyer. But she is not stepping up. She had put her ambitions on hold for his. Not until this happened did she step out into her own right and become a state senator. And remember, they moved to New York so she could do that. Things changed after that. But what I'm saying to you is the betrayal was you promised me you would not embarrass me.
But
you
Tracy,
promised me you would put this behind me. And hold on. Listen, you promised me you would not embarrass me. You promised me that you would not taint our name. And you promised me that you would keep your indiscretions hidden.
Out of the limelight.
When you were in the White House underneath the desk with your intern, you have now not only broken my trust that I had in my partnership, whether I'm in love with you or not, because that hurt. Friendships hurt just as bad. Partnerships hurt just as bad as marriages hurt.
But Tracy,
you make it sound like Hillary Clinton was all like the greatest, the wife of the year thing. Maybe she wasn't.
Wait.
Let me finish because you've been bashing Bill Clinton like nothing. Maybe Hillary Clinton wasn't all doing her wifey duties. Maybe she was being the all wifey thing. And maybe she fell apart. And maybe she stopped doing what she needed to do. And maybe
that was not the point. Listen, Stanley, the point is not about who's doing what. The point is about who got caught doing what and where you got caught doing. You have a whole lot of innuendos about how Hillary does this, that, and the other thing, but there is no photograph, no picture, no hug, no dress, no nothing, no cigar. There's nothing there.
Right.
So what? Because you can't see it, that doesn't mean it's not true.
Doesn't make a difference. That wasn't the agreement. The agreement was you're going to keep your indiscretions on the down low, and you're not going to put me on Front Street, and you've embarrassed me, and I'm going to kill you for it.
Okay, I completely get that.
Hell has no fury.
I just don't buy the.
I'm just so sad
and hurt that my husband cheated on me. No,
and
I'm not buying it.
Oh,
man.
Please.
Y'all just don't want to
embarrass me. Please.
You make it sound like you're embarrassed because he basically put a stain on the name and basically made
was
people look
pun,
at
Diva?
A different way. Their political aspirations were basically put under a glass. I could get. But to say, oh, my heart is broken because you betrayed our love and our marriage. No, I'm not buying that because I don't think they ever had a love match.
Listen, it was. I said, no matter what, even if I'm in partnership with my friends, and even if we, as long as we have an understanding, and if I break my, I still am going to be devastated when you break the bond of our trust.
But Tracy,
and
I
when
don't
they
understand.
Went, and when they remember, we had the flowers thing with was it flowers?
Jennifer Flowers
walking
and
in.
Paula Jones, yeah.
And I walked in there, and you said that you were going to keep yourself under control while we were in the White House, and that was our deal. And you have broken my deal. You have broken my trust, and now I'm going to kill you.
Wait, but Tracy, maybe he had a deal with Hillary Clinton. You better step up to be a wife, and she wasn't doing what
Diva,
she needed.
Diva, Stanley, it doesn't make a difference.
What do you mean it doesn't make a difference? So I'm the husband, and I'm telling you, you're not doing what you need to do as a wife.
Stanley,
okay,
listen, let me say it this way.
Stanley, it wasn't about the affair.
It was about being caught in the affair.
Wow. Double standard.
Yeah, you're more than a husband. You're also a president of the most powerful country in the world as well.
Okay. Why? Well, are you saying that we're going to be surprised somebody cheated? Or are we going to be that solitary? Oh, my God. A president of the United States cheated. So what?
Well, Stanley, Ross Perot said once, if you can't keep a vow that you made before God to your wife, how can I trust you to handle my money and my company?
Oh, please,
this
that
is,
has nothing to do. There's many people who are not good in relationships.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
You
only got a few minutes. Go ahead, Eric.
Did you have to do it in your office?
That's the point. The point is he did it to where it was embarrassing.
And
it wasn't like he was discreet. He went outside and took her to a hotel.
And that was always my point about this. If he'd have done it in a residence, I wouldn't have had a problem with it, but the fact he did it in the Oval Office meant he was doing it on my time, and just ain't no, that's just wrong.
Y'all got to understand, this was bigger than that.
We just talking about
this
it all together. The pictures I'm getting in my
tomorrow.
Head, it's just, turn my stomach. Did the show go off the air?
I guess so, Diva.
Oh.
I don't understand the embarrassment.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm sure I would sit down with Hillary. Yeah. Wendy to cheat. He would come with a list of things that Hillary wasn't doing. And
hold
then
on. Here's
say,
the
oh,
thing.
It's okay. It's okay.
Here's the
it's
thing
okay.
about their marriage. Here's the thing about their marriage. Hillary was always considered the smart one. The one who was more so likely to gain traction in politics. But because of the time she grew up, she was viewed as a feminist. The timing was not right for her to step in that role. She needed a husband that was going to catapult her. Bill needed someone like a Hillary to gain traction into politics. Theirs was a power match. There was not a love match. So I'm just not buying that, oh, woe is me, and woman is worth stand by your man, and I stood by my man after he broke my heart. I am not buying that at all.
I'm sorry. There's so many women that say that, oh, I'm surprised my man cheated and everything. And I go to the man and say, why did you cheat? And you see the whole list come in, and I'm like, wait a minute. I don't justify that he cheated. But let's not turn around and act like Hillary was the woman of the year, that everything was supportive, everything, and the man was treating her in the behind closed doors like, man.
He was obviously a very sexual man.
Come on.
You see him being attracted to her? I mean, no offense to Hillary, but who can be attracted to a woman who wears pants all the time?
No, I saw a photo of her before when she was young. She was cute, but then she let herself go physically.
Right, that's
she
what I'm saying.
She was cute
early days, high school,
yeah,
early
of course. She was
college.
Very cute. Yeah, and then she let herself go physically, and I'm sorry. As a man, I'm sorry. You got to step up. Men have to do what they need to do, but women, you got to do your part also. And many women, when they come to cheating, don't do their part. They're shocked the husband cheats. They're shocked. I've never met – it's rare that I met a woman that the guy cheated and had no reason to.
I think that where I look at it as poorly is if you do not communicate to your spouse or your significant other about what's happening in a relationship. Instead, you just go out and do you.
Because
sometimes people get so caught up in things and everyday life and everything that you can't help it, especially when you got kids and you got to work. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to do everything and be everything that you were when you were single and first dating.
Because relationships change.
When you don't communicate with your significant other, then that's where the problem comes. Like, why didn't you tell me?
I agree with you, Diva. If you don't have that honesty between one another, saying, you know what? If we're going to make this marriage and everything, we're going to be honest to each other. We're always going to offer, even if I tell you things that you don't want to hear, but you could always comfort me. You know what? I didn't want to hear this. I don't like what you said, but I respect your honesty. Then you have a great marriage. But if you close that door, you're done.
I dated a guy who could not handle that level of communication. He could not handle me expressing to him, like, okay, this is what's happening in our relationship. I'm about ready to walk away because I feel like you're not giving me what I need. The relationship has changed. You're no longer giving me what I need, and yet I'm out here and there's other guys paying attention to me, and instead of me cheating on you, I'll just leave you. He didn't hear none of that.
Wow.
None whatsoever. But being that I'm not a cheater, I just walked away from the relationship. He couldn't understand why the relationship ended.
And I have to give you kudos to you because women like you is very rare. When it comes to honesty, how many guys don't even say nothing to their wife, come to everything. I'm like, don't you even supposed to talk about that to your wife? Are you crazy?
Even in the relationship I am in now, he tells me I'm too open and honest with what I'm feeling.
I'm telling you, it's very rare. It's very, very rare. If you're that type of woman, congratulations. Because women saying to their man, you know what, I want you to be honest with me. No matter what the subject is, I want you to be. I maybe don't like it, but I'll respect your honesty to me. You're opening the whole door. The guy says, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I could talk to my wife. Ask how many men who were married could talk to their wives.
I've never come across a man who, like, I don't get mad at the little things. The little things don't bother me. Lies and deception, I'll get mad at that. That will irritate me more so than me finding out you did something or if I find out you done something, because, yeah, nobody's going to just come out and say, hey, yeah, I did this. But if I find out you done something and I come to you and I ask you about it, if you lie to me, that's going to tick me off more so than you telling me the truth, because if you're telling me the truth, then we can work through it, we can get through it. But if you're lying to me, it means that you just think I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you don't want to hurt my feelings. It just thinks that you think I'm stupid enough to buy your lie. But most
men you don't want
handle.
To hear it. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to hear it. Some guys don't want to hear it. I'm not ever going to tell my wife this. I'll just shut up and put up.
No, most men don't. But see, men say they want a woman who is open and honest. But find me one that I could come across, just like how you say women like me are rare. Men like that are very rare. They're not open and honest and up forth and being upfront with their feelings and communicating and saying, hey, this is that. I know a lady who's been in a relationship almost 20 years, and he told her how he was feeling. She told him how she was feeling about the changes in a relationship. He still ended up cheating on her.
Now, at that point, then it becomes something else. If at that point you say to that person what she needs to do and that person doesn't do what he or she needs to do and she'll cheat, that's different. But if you tell them,
that you should just walk away. Why cheat?
Because the comfort of still knowing that you have something, even though you could get something else on the side.
Really? That's probably the best explanation that I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's the comfort of just knowing, hey, I'm not going to jeopardize, I'm not going to put all my cards on this.
so I'm going to still have her. She's nice. She's 60 or 70% good. The 40% I can't stand, but I'll still stay for the 60-40. People will break up when they're to the point they go, when you go to something that is the moral code of their human being, you know?
That what do you
something
mean?
That means something that in their core they can never accept. They say, look, I'm looking the pro and the con of you. I will never accept that. That's why I need to break up with you. Because if I stay with you, I'm denying myself, I'm denying who I am as an individual. There's some stuff that you would die for. There's some stuff I would die for that I truly believe in my core. That if I can't be with a partner who doesn't express himself. I can't be with a partner who accept to belittle me and accept me to belittle her. I can't be with a partner who accepts me slapping her and doesn't do anything. I can't.
I can deal with a non-expressive man. What I can't deal with is a non-reflective man. A man who is not willing to change and give and bend, then we have a problem. Because if I'm telling you this is hurting me, this is causing problems, and you're not willing to self-reflect, then that means you're not willing to change. That means you care nothing about me and how I feel.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I understand what you're saying. But I feel that a lot of men, when it comes to that, if you're going to ask that type of man, you got to bend also what he needs to do also. That's a good both
right,
way.
But if I'm asking you to bend, that means I'm willing to bend.
Not every woman thinks like that, Tracy, Diva. I'm sorry. There's something you say, okay, I'll bend. But when it comes to him asking you to bend, someone will say, oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the guy says, what the hell was I thinking? So if you want him to bend, you got to bend to what he has to say also.
You got a point. I know a female like that. I was like, girl, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know how some of these women have a man. But
they'll ask the man to do this, do that, do that, and then the man's like, wait a minute, what about my standard? I want you to do that because I have a standard of this. You're shallow. You're that. I'm not being shallow. I'm just being honest with you. This is what I demand on you. You demand me to have a job or do this. I demand you to lose the weight because I'm not attracted to you anymore.
You know, I could handle a man saying that, especially if we met and I was smaller. I can handle a man saying, look, babe, you need to,
exactly.
Fortunately for me, my significant other wants me to put on more weight. He likes fat women for some reason. I don't know, but I can tell him, ain't going to happen. But I can see if I was smaller, and my man says, you know what, I was attracted to you when you were smaller. I'm not really attracted to a bigger woman. I can't get mad at that.
Exactly.
You can't get mad at what. So what you presented before, now, if you're having a medical condition, that's different. You know, even after having kids, you can try to get that off, do something.
But how many women do that?
Not
hardly. How many women really look at themselves and say, you know what, my man, how many women don't come with the defense? Say, you're shallow. You should accept me for whatever I do.
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that because I know that things change, relationships change, people change, but you cannot change a person's what's in their core. So if a man don't like fat women or bigger women, you as his woman should understand that and try to, I might get a lot of flack for it, but come on, you can't change who his core is. That's just, if you watch, there was this reality show, Real Housewives of Orange County. The man wanted a housewife. He wanted a stay-at-home wife for his children, cook his meals, and blah, blah, blah. And she was that. And she portrayed that's not who she really was. But she portrayed to him that's who she was because she wanted to marry him. He had money. So then she gets on this show, and she sees all these successful independent women. So she starts wanting her independence. She wants to start being outside the home more. You know what happened? They ended up in divorce. And she couldn't understand why they ended up in divorce. And I'm like, well, you ended up in divorce because you switched on him. How do you expect a man who wants a housewife to accept this woman who is independent? You told him, he told you what he wanted, and you told him, yes, I'll give you that. You broke the bonds of the covenant. You broke the bonds of the arrangement, and now you're trying to figure out why he don't want you anymore. Because this is not what he wanted for him.
Yep.
Same thing happened to Stewart and Cordell Stewart.
Exactly, and that's what I'm telling you. Where is the standard for men? Because I feel like a lot of men don't have standards, don't put standards in their wives. Don't. Women, you put a lot of standards, a lot of, you better not do this. But when it comes to men, and we put the standard, oh boy, you're shallow, you're this, you're that. You can't ask this for a woman.
That's,
you can't ask.
Here's the thing. If you are, you have to understand the person that you're with. If they are rigid in their standards and you're not, and you're fluid, those two people are not compatible. They do not need to be together because there's always going to be problems. And there's nothing wrong with being rigid in your standards. Your standards are what your standards are as long as you accept the consequences of having such rigid standards, meaning you will have a harder time at matching, at finding a match that's compatible to you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with having your standards.
No,
but
there's nothing wrong with that.
You can't expect everyone to accept your standards either.
Yeah, and you got to be a strong man to believe that if your standards are, I don't think there's nothing wrong for a man saying, I'm working, I'm doing this, and I think my health is important, I think my wife's health should be important in an example, and if she lets herself go physically, it's not a good example in the family, and I will not stand up with that. That's not being shallow. That's not being shallow. That's being honest, that's being blunt, and if you can't even be blunt to your partner and say those things, or same thing with the woman going to shopping and spending all your money, and you be honest with her and say, I can't do this. I gave you the credit card, this, that, but you can't spend the whole thing.
But how is it a man not liking a woman who he doesn't find physically attractive being shallow? I don't understand that. You got to be in a relationship with somebody that you're willing to sleep with.
Yes.
And if you don't find that attractive, like some men don't find redheads attractive, I don't think that's shallow. People are just attracted to what they're attracted to.
Yeah, but you could be attracted to the person for the heart, what the personality and what she brings inside. If you're the type of guy who goes out with some, like say, a beautiful woman, but she has nothing, and once you've impressed that she's pretty and this and that, but she has nothing to bring inside of her, you're like, fuck, what am I doing with that? Yeah, she's pretty.
But it
depends.
Are you looking for, if you're looking for a wife, then yeah, that's something different. But if you're just looking for a good time and just not looking to know anybody, you're only going to look for people that you want to sleep with. You're not going to be looking for someone to build a life with. So it's not shallow to only look for the people or date the people or be around the women or men that you will find sexually attractive.
Like the person I'm going out with, she has 80% of the thing inside that I'm looking for. The only problem I have, a very big problem, is her health. And I want that to change. And I'm not going to live with her until that changes. Because once that happens, if I'm going to live with you and you're going to be my wife, I don't want that problem to be affecting the kids.
But does she
have
a problem with her weight?
Yeah, she has a problem after I brought her to doctors, after I brought her out of her friend telling you, girl, you look good like you are. Girl, everything's okay. Girl,
how much does she weigh, Stanley?
205.
How tall is she?
5'6".
Oh. And how much do you weigh?
5'11", 184.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And I love it with every heart. Even to the point that I think last week we saw a show with Chris Powell. You know those weight loss thing. And I cried in front of her and I said, I wish you to have this, to have your health to be that way. That's what I wish you.
But how is she unhealthy though?
She eats well and everything. I just don't understand. We're going to do tests. I don't understand why she's getting bigger and bigger. I don't understand.
Oh,
she does not eat no fast
food. Oh, was she that size when you guys first got together?
She was smaller when we got together.
Okay, she was smaller and she's putting on weight. Okay.
She's putting on the weight. And I'm like, I don't understand. And she's like, well, what's happening with us? What's happening? Am I going to be? I'm like, you have everything. In 80%, you have everything that I'm looking for as the mother of my child. But this weight thing got to go. Because
how much did she weigh when y'all first got together?
She was 160.
At 5'4"?
Yeah, 5'6".
5'6".
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's probably about my size now. Well, no, because
no,
I'm
getting bigger and bigger, and she's training, she's doing this, and I'm like, and I want to ask the doctor tomorrow. I'm like, what is it? Is it the
Do you guys live together?
No, we don't. But
okay.
she goes 3 days on my place, I go 3 days on her place.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost a year and a half, 2 years. We took a
and
year
when did,
off.
When did the weight start becoming an issue?
After 5 months or 6 months, I started seeing that she was gaining weight. She was doing this, and I was like, oh, no, no. Oh, no, I'm not going to go there. No, no, no.
Was anything traumatic or stressful happen at that time?
She changed work. She had a new opportunity. She was stressed out because she says the people at work didn't like her. What else happened? She changed. She found a new condo. She had to fucking sell the house with her sister and found a new condo and everything to live. I know a couple of things happened to her.
Okay, because here's the thing. Women tend to binge eat and will binge eat secretly, and we will not tell you about it. We will find ways to hide it from you.
Oh.
And stress can be a factor. And she'll eat healthy in front. And I'm not saying she'll do this, but I'm just saying she'll eat healthy in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, yeah, I'm doing this. But if she's putting on weight, she's finding a way. And if there's no health problems, she's finding a way to eat the unhealthy things that's allowing her to put on weight.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to go see. We're going to have a test with the doctor, with the blood test and everything. We're doing it this week because I want to find out what's happening. We went to the place when she's training. She's doing the training at least 30 to 40 minutes every day. She's spinning. She's doing Pilates. She's doing yoga. She's very good in yoga. She's doing a lot of stuff. And I'm like, what is happening? And I'm watching those shows that people are losing weight. And I'm like, what's happening with my girl? How come she can't lose the weight?
Are you guys around? Do you guys spend every night together?
So on 7 nights, we spent, 5 nights together. 2 nights, I'm not with her.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe you guys should go to the doctor and get it checked out.
That I'm going to go checked out because we just went to the person who calculate our percent of body fat, this and that, and I don't understand. And I'm reading books and saying, is it the meat? Is it this? I'm reading a book that's saying
maybe you're stressing her out.
I'm not stressing her out. She's even mad that it's not happening because she's seeing a couple of friends who stop using who stop eating McDonald's and everything are losing the weight. And like, she's like, I never eat McDonald's. I never eat those things.
But is she sneaking them when you ain't there?
Yeah, that's a good question.
People
I trust
can
her.
Say a lot of things to people so that we can, so that they can see us in the best of light. And she knows that health and poor eating is a big thing with you. It's obviously she's in love with you and she wants to marry you. And she's accepted you for who you are. And if it's not a health issue, it's something else. And maybe there's some things she's hiding from you. Because if it's not a health issue, she is sneaking eating something that she shouldn't be, just putting on the weight.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, I had that same problem. After I went to my cancer treatments, I was so stressed out. I was so depressed. I was sitting up, and I would eat fine throughout the day. But like 11 o'clock at night would hit, I would go get me 2 Big Kings and a large fry from Burger King or some McDonald's. And that, all I had to do was like maybe do that 2-3 times a night. But I put on 25 pounds. And I went from
wow.
I went from 135 to, yeah, I went to like 135 to 160 in a matter of months.
How tall are you?
I'm only 5'4".
Wow.
So I got up to 160,
wow.
Which was a size 10 for me, size 10, 11 for me.
And you didn't see it? Weren't you seeing it? Whoa, I'm gaining weight.
For me, I put on weight in different areas. I saw it in my breasts and my waistline.
Okay.
So my waistline, really, that's what really did it for me. I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, I had to buy bigger bras, but – okay, boobs, you know, I wasn't looking fat. I was just, but I know my waist was just too big for what it should be normally compared to my hip size. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, and people would tell you, oh, you look good and everything. And I'm like, no. Because, yeah, they were so used to me being so skinny. I was skinny most of my life. Like, out of high school, when I had my daughter, when I got pregnant, I went from 105 pounds to 125 at the end of my pregnancy, and I lost every single pound that I gained during pregnancy and went back down to 105 immediately after I had her. And so I was thin all my life. So I put on weight and everybody's like, oh, you look good. And I'm like, no, I do not.
Don't you think that it comes to a point, like you're telling me, like when you look at Bill Clinton, he looks like a dead man. But don't you think that the meat, the eggs, the cheese that we're eating influence the weight also? That some stuff that the food products are doing that
yeah.
we will never
Almost
find out?
Definitely. All you have to do, here's the thing. I say everybody's weight should be proportionate to their body type and everything. Not everybody's meant to be skinny. Like Star Jones. Star Jones did not need to be that big, but she didn't need to be that small because she looked like a bobblehead. Something was wrong. You have to find a good balance to where you're not going to be. And Bill Clinton, I thought he looked good when he had the weight on him as president. I think he could have ate healthier and exercised more and still been healthy at the weight that he was. But now he looks like a cadaver. He's too skinny. Al Roker, too skinny. Too skinny, too fast. It's just, mm-mm.
Because
I don't do skinny men. I don't like skinny men.
No, I don't think you need to be skinny, but I don't think that you need to be fucking 300 pounds, 400 pounds. I'm like,
you're right. But you know what? I don't know. I was just different because my sweetie, when we first met almost eight years ago, he was a nice, slender size. He's about maybe 5'11", 5'10", 5'11", and he's probably 200 pounds, if that, and no stomach really, nice size. Now, 8 years later, man, he looked like he's carrying a baby.
Exactly.
Like he's 4 months pregnant. But I don't mind it, though. I kind of still...
But you should, because it's not good for his health, it's not good for his lip, and later on when he has a cancer or something, it could be just because of that.
You're right.
Visible fat is not good. It's not the fat that you see that's not good. It's the fat that's inside your body that's crushing your organ. That's where the problem is. That's what people, they say, well, you know, just the fat is this. He's like, yeah, but if we put a scan on you and show you what you have inside your body, you would not be happy. You'll be like, that's what's inside my body, yeah. And that's responsible. And if we show a scan of what's happening to your heart, you're clogging your heart. You're doing things that's not good. You don't want to die with a cancer or a heart attack. Those are the two number one things that people die in our country. We're supposed to be the best health care in the world.
Well, I don't know about heart attacks, but I do know about cancer.
Exactly. We're not supposed to be a cancer. Go to every nation who doesn't have the technology that we do. Do they have cancer like we do? No, they don't.
No, because they don't have all that processed and food
and
stuff putting in
exactly.
their... The stuff they put in our food nowadays is ridiculous, and how they go about with farming the meats that we eat.
You don't want to know.
I don't
want to
know.
You don't want to know. If you found out how they would put your meat, if you find out, if you go get a documentary on YouTube on slaughterhouse and find out exactly how they put your meat, trust me now, except if you're not a human being, you will look at your meat differently, and you're like, I don't want to eat that shit. Trust me. There's a book called Slaughter. I can't read that book. I read one chapter of that book.
So you don't eat at all? Are you a vegetarian or are you a vegan?
I'm trying to be a vegan, but I find it very hard. I cut a lot of things. I'm not eating any more cheese, eggs. I used to eat milk, cheese. You know, I cut that. You know, the only thing I'm having a problem right now is meat. That's the thing that I'm like, I'm trying to eat at least. I'm trying to go before I used to eat every meal. One meat and a lot of vegetable. Now I'm trying to say, okay, let me cut the meat a little bit and let me go more like quinoa and rice and a lot of legume and a lot of green. I'm trying to slowly go to a plant-based diet because that's
Move,
what I see
Princess,
for.
Get out of here. Move. Not doggy treats.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do, but that's what I want to eat. Do we need
I have
meat?
A friend... My ex-husband's cousin, she's a vegan. She started off vegetarian, now she's a vegan. She be having some pretty interesting recipes on her page, too, and I'm like, Her whole family is vegan. Her husband and her three kids.
I don't understand. Do we need meat? And if we need the protein, how much protein do we need? Do we need 100 grams, like a lot of people said, or we don't? What is the responsibility? What is the reason that so many people are being obese? And I think a lot of time it has to do with the food.
But you have to look at what they're eating, especially poor people. When you go to the grocery store, when you look at people's cabinets and you see all them boxed, ready-to-prepare meals and all that starch and processed food and then fried chicken and fried this and fried that. Look at our county fairs, man. They found a way to fry everything.
I know, but...
And you're going to fry Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and it's the price of things. Look, like I just went to the grocery store. I bought some bananas. I bought one bag of legume. I bought one bread, two breads. I bought... What is it that I brought? Yes! It cost me like $25 for small things. I'm like, what?
And then you got... And then you got all the snacks and cakes and cookies and donuts you can eat. Let's not mention soda.
Yeah, and I don't drink soda. I stopped that from a long time.
I've been soda free for about a year.
I've been soda free for at least six, seven years. So I'm happy with that.
I never thought I could do it. I would drink soda all day, every day. I would drink like maybe 6-7 cans. If that's caring, I never drink water.
I agree with you. The food, the way that prices are for food, my grocery cost me almost $150 to $200 every week, and I'm not eating extraordinary things. I'm getting some green juice. I'm getting like kale, cucumbers, spinach. A lot of I'm trying to get a lot more fruit, and I'm like, fuck, it's expensive. I'm like, really. I'm not even going to the meat yet. I didn't even touch the meat. I'm like, I'm just getting my food and legume, and the price is like,
look what they're doing. Like, fish used to be very healthy. Remember when fish used to be the healthiest meat you could eat?
Yeah.
Now it ain't because it's farm-raised now, mostly farm-raised. And then the stuff that they put in it is just, oh, my gosh. I don't even eat. I can't even eat tilapia no more after I heard about that.
You don't want to know. Salmon and things like that. Salmon used to be my pride and joy. You could give me salmon every day. You could give me 7 days of salmon. I would be the happiest man in the world. Now?
You want to talk about they killing us off. That's where they killing us off at.
Yeah, and that's the question. I don't understand how come we don't have, where's the FDA? Where's the people responsible for protecting us doing those shit? Are they doing
something? Because FDA has been bamboozled to believe that the food supply is so short that they have to do this in order to feed everybody. But
I'm sorry, the American the standard, the pyramid that we have of eating, that has to be reversed. That is not working anymore. We're getting
it
more
is
and
not.
More.
It is not. Because I'm like, I thought they were when my daughter tells me what they're having for lunch in school, I just like. What happened to, and then they don't have, because I remember when I was a kid, you used to go outside and run around. Then I barely had recess. Jim used to run around. Now it's an option. And yet they're feeding you all this crap in school. And you wonder why the kids are so fat and sluggish. Because I'm going to tell you, if you go to my daughter's school, oh, you'd be so upset. Oh, man, just about every kid in there is fat. And I'm like, how are these kids so fat?
I know, I am very upset when I see, it's not normal when I see kids who are fat. I'm like, what the hell's happening?
Oh, my God.
You know, and then they're super active, and we give them, let's give them a pill to make sure that they're less active or they're less hyper. I'm like,
no,
really?
Let them run around outside, lose some of that weight.
Exactly, thank you.
And get tired.
Make them go out there. That's not the way it was brought up to mind. I was hyper in this. My mom told me, go outside for 2 hours. Come back. It was perfectly normal.
When I was in school, it was maybe one or two kids that were fat. Now everybody's fat. Oh, my gosh. What made me so mad was I went back home, and I was visiting my cousin. His 9-year-old daughter weighs more than my 13-year-old daughter.
No.
His 9-year-old daughter, who is maybe 4 foot, at the most, if that, weighs over 120-something pounds.
way more than that. And I'm like, why the heck, who is a parent sits there and allow their child to get that fat? So they were making a joke, talking about, well, she came over, my one cousin said, well, she came over my house with a whole box of Debbie cakes and ate the whole box. I said, her mama needs to be brought up on charges of child abuse. Did she let her daughter eat a whole box of brand new unopened box of Debbie cakes in one sitting?
Yeah, but if the parent's trying to be the friend of the child and not being parent, that's what you get.
My daughter got that fat, I get a treat, and I tell her, and I tell my daughter all the time, like, when she put on weight, I'm like, okay, you put on weight, you looking good now, but I'm going to tell you right now, you get too big, you're going to be on the treadmill, you're going to be on a diet, we're going to do something, because it's not healthy. How can you breathe? You walk, you can't breathe, and
yeah,
the aesthetics.
Yeah, it gives you a problem in the back, it gives you all the time. And people don't want to be like, oh, no, it has nothing to do with my weight, it has to do with my age, it's because I'm old. I'm like, no, it has to do with your weight.
No. It's like my significant other, he was having breathing problems all of a sudden. I'm like, he's like, oh, no, it's because I gave up smoking. I'm like, no, it's because you put on a lot of weight. Well, he's putting on weight because now he's not smoking. I'm like, well, you need to find something to combat the fact that you're no longer getting that nicotine rush. In your cage.
So tomorrow's going to be very interesting. I'm definitely going to call because I want to know this question. Do we need meat? If we don't, how come we're so fucking berserk with meat? Do we need meat, eggs, and all those things? And if we don't, and we can get it with better things, how come we don't push that on people and say,
see,
go get
I don't
care.
Think it's necessary. I think it's quantity more so than anything. People don't know how to eat the right portions. People think they have to eat these huge portions all the time.
Don't you think it's the quality of the food that you use?
The quality of the food that they make for us now, yeah. Quality plus the quantities that we eat.
You know, if you would eat some proper food instead of eating processed food, so, you know that it's been proven that 50% of the food that we eat sometimes is just the processed food?
Yeah.
And then I'm telling them, the first thing I would tell them, cut the processed food, you know, cut it off.
You won't find fried foods in my house. You won't find processed food in my house. You won't find canned goods all that much in my house. I'm not really big on vegetables, but if I'm going to cook my daughter vegetables, I'm going to do everything fresh. I like everything fresh and from scratch. I'm into now looking at free-range chicken, but I can't get it in my local grocery store because I'm like, oh, I saw something about how they are, and I'm like, looking at bacon differently. I was like, man, y'all health people just had to ruin my idealistic picture. I want my food to taste good. I don't want to think about it. But now you put it in my face, now I got to think about it. I get that the people who are manufacturing, making this food, they're trying to figure out the cheapest way to get it to us. But some of the stuff you're doing is just, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to have to find out. I have to go.
I got to go, too. Take care.
Anyways, hey, take care.